True Blues Retold, Volume 1, Chapter 5, in which Randy demands Johnny say something that will change his life forever. Well, look who's here. I wondered if you ever find your way back here again. So maybe now you're ready to take the blues seriously. Because the blues are serious stuff, you know, and we can't have no flippin' attitude when you're getting the blues. When you're talking about the blues, you best be wearing a black armband and singing dirges, you hear me, kid? Well, that's enough of that. Let's get on with it. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. Johnny and the boys were going to Frank's Uncle JJ's place in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Wasn't easy, them not having any wheels and all, but still they managed to hitch their way there in a couple of days, and usually even found a roof to sleep under. Anyway, after a few days, Frank led the others to the doorstep of his favorite uncle, JJ. Now, Uncle JJ ran an old junkyard right outside Manitou Springs. It was one of those places that a kid loves to play in, with one treasure piled on top of another, and a new surprise waiting around every corner. Uncle JJ was mighty pleased to see Frank. He hadn't seen him for a whole lot of years, ever since Frank's daddy passed in that weird accident in the cornfield when Frank was just a boy. He welcomed Frank and the others with open arms.
Well, Frank, it's good to finally have you visit me, and I see you made some friends. Looks like a motley bunch, if you ask me.
Oh, sure. Judge us all on surface appearances just because I'm a duck.
Quiet, Bo. This is my uncle, and we should be grateful for his hospitality.
Oh, don't worry about it, Frank. I'm quite used to the likes of your duck friend here. Now, come inside and we'll get you boys some dinner.
Used to the likes of me? What are you talking about? Hey, don't walk away from me. Hey!
The inside of that place was full of all kind of antique toys. Randy thought he'd died and gone to heaven.
You like that model ship, do you, Randy? It's an old-fashioned clipper ship. You ever spend any time on the ocean?
Actually, I have no idea. But I've always been fond of the sea.
That's nice. I'm going to throw something on the fire. You probably haven't had a decent meal in days. Frank, why don't you boys take a look around? It's a big place, just don't break anything.
So Frank and the others started looking around.
Didn't take long for Johnny to find an old Sears and Roebuck guitar. He set himself down and started doing what he did best, playing the blues. Meanwhile, Frank and Randy wandered upstairs.
I've always wanted to visit Uncle JJ before, but I never had the chance to get out here. Oh, I can't believe how much my life has changed since I met Johnny. Who would have thought that I'd ever find myself in a place as exotic as Manitou Springs, Colorado?
You and me are opposites, Frank. I spent 5 years visiting every corner of this country looking for a place to call home, but I never found it. You left home after all those years to explore the world. Hey, what's that on the bed?
Oh, yeah, these must be the old scrapbooks Uncle JJ told me about. They're full of neat pictures about how to build treehouses, and Uncle JJ used to work as a lumberjack in the Northwest, and in his free time wait a minute. These aren't treehouses.
Oh, looks like you're getting your treehouses confused with lighthouses. I do that all the time.
No, look here. This isn't about how to build anything at all. They're just pictures of different lighthouses all over the world, and look, what's this crazy building here?
And that's when Bo came waddling in.
Oh, what you doing, guys? Ah, photos, eh? Hey, what's that? Looky here. That's a picture of the Corn Palace.
The what?
The Corn Palace up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's where I used to hang out and party in my circus days. Haven't been there in years, see? Read the label. The Corn Palace, December 1978. Hey, that's when I used to hang out there.
Wait a minute! What's that?
Why, that's just a picture of some old field. Wow, what a mess it is. Look, here it is again. I think the lighthouses are a lot cooler.
No, Frank, you don't understand. Don't you recall when we first met how I told you that my first memory was waking up on the edge of a big field and how it looked like there had been some sort of monster party there the night before?
Oh, yeah, of course. How could I forget? It's pretty sad that's the first thing you can remember. Listen, if these scrapbooks are bringing up painful memories for you, we can put them away right now.
No, Frank, listen! This picture is the first thing I remember! This field is the same field! Read the date underneath. July 5th, 1977. 5 years ago! Look, here's another picture. See those big bulldozers? See what they're about to knock down? I can never forget that massive stage, or that little clump of trees over there, or that weird little veggie burrito stand. This is it, Frank! My first clue!
Frank was starting to feel like maybe he had opened up a whole can of worms about his uncle that he would never be able to shut again. And the next thing you know, he was looking for a jelly donut.
Felt needs, Frank! That's all they are! Felt needs! Right now, we've got to figure out what my earliest memories are doing in your uncle's bedroom!
The boys ran down the stairs so fast they practically flew. Of course, in Bo's case, he did. Randy was running the hardest, but somehow, by the time they got to the dining room where Uncle JJ was setting the table, Bo had taken the lead.
I win!
Come on in, boys. I'm just about to serve dinner.
No dinner for us, JJ. Not until we get some answers. What are you doing with Randy's earliest memories in your photo album upstairs? And what's your connection to the Corn Palace? What are you, JJ? Some sort of spy?
No siree, Bo. At least, not anymore.
And this time, Johnny did drop his pick. Even Bo went silent at JJ's admission, at least for a second.
I knew it! Way to go, Frank! Bring us to the home of Uncle JJ the Spy! I told you guys, we can't trust Frank!
But Johnny wasn't saying anything. That in itself wasn't unusual, but what was unusual was about how nervous he was feeling. He hadn't been that nervous since, well, the 4th of July 5 years ago when... Well, that's coming up in a minute.
I used to be a field operative for the CIA, but those days are behind me. At least, they are mostly.
But Frank, what were you doing looking up through my confidential mission dossiers? That's a violation of federal law.
Well, I thought they were your treehouse scrapbooks. I didn't even know you had any confidential mission dossiers. What were they doing lying on your bed?
And what does any of this have to do with my first memory?
Well, you see, Frank, boys, I retired from government work back in 78. But there has always been one case I couldn't let go of. One mystery I couldn't solve that still haunts me because I was never able to bring the guilty party to justice. That one case of Soul Booty, Corn Man, and Johnny Mathias.
What? But this is Johnny Mathias!
Johnny stood up and started backing away. He didn't like the looks of where this was going. It was all happening too fast.
You're Johnny Mathias? You? Of course, Bo, didn't you know that? No, I didn't even know he had a last name. I figured he was just Johnny the Mediocre Blues Player. I had no idea. The Corn Man used to talk about you all the time. You're Johnny Mathias, loser boy from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Well, that was the last straw for Johnny. Nobody had called him that for, well, about 5 years. All the old hurts, painful memories came flooding back to him. Without thinking, he bolted for the door.
Stop him, guys! You gotta hear this! It's the funniest thing you'll ever hear!
Frank and Randy were already on their way, leaving Bo and JJ struggling to keep up. Johnny darted through the junkyard, this way and that, barely looking where he was going. He might have even gotten away if he hadn't run headlong into a pile of old tires. Randy pinned him to the ground, and Frank, Bo, and JJ stood around.
Look, Johnny, I don't know what's going on here, but I want some answers, so you better start talking.
Johnny knew he was right. He knew it was time to come clean and tell the whole story. The whole story of Johnny Mathias, loser boy from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And come clean he did. Oh yeah, he came so clean that you could wear him to church on Sunday. He was so clean, your grandmother would feel comfortable eating the Thanksgiving dinner off of him. He was so clean, hey, what you doing, kid? You paying attention?